More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Coles, they had the little mini shops out last year, you know, that everyone was in love with.
Right, yeah. And then they did the Christmas ones.
Yes. Right. Well, they're back again. Yet again, they can't get enough of it because everyone's in love with those mini shops, obviously.
Minis, okay.
So their new range is called Stickies. Fresh Stickies, in fact.
What does that mean?
So there's 24 mini characters based on the fresh produce at the supermarket. So little plastic fruit and veggies that kids can collect.
And they call them Stickies.
And they call them Fresh Stickies for some reason.
I'm not really sure why.
I'm not following the Stickies thing, but anyway. So it's basically trying to get kids excited about eating fruit and veg whilst also killing the planet by making more plastic things that go into landfill. I love it.
They've come up with more creative ways to use the plastic they save from the bags.
Yes.
The El Paso Zoo, that's in Texas if you're wondering, they've got you covered for a personalised Valentine's Day present. Right. They're quite happy to name a cockroach after your ex and then feed it to a meerkat live on camera.
That would be really satisfying, I reckon.
Just imagine the crunch.
Oh, yeah.
You can message... I've got some people's attention. You can message the zoo on Facebook with your ex's name and then wait patiently for Feb 14 to roll round to watch the roach get devoured.
That's hilarious.
Quit bugging me.
That's so good. Do it so they live stream it for you.
They will on Facebook and at the zoo's website. And if they're all booked, Bronx Zoo are also doing something similar, and a conservation centre in England are offering a similar deal. We should get on board.
That's so good. And I'm sure they can find some cockroaches.
I reckon. Because nothing says that you're moving on from a bad relationship quite like watching a bug you've named after an ex being violently exterminated.
Yeah. Now, Emily, have you got your singing voice on this morning?
Have.
Awesome. Wow, we've got your chance to go jet skiing with Stag Water Sports. If you can finish the next line of this song, this is a very popular song.
Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be.
Go.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Hey!
I like the enthusiasm,
beautiful,
too.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Congratulations, Emily. I run in and out of town all day and night, and yet I never get tired. What am I?
Let's try Brian from North Yonder up. Morning, Brian.
How you going, mate?
Not bad. What do you think it might be?
I reckon it might be roads, mate.
Roads. Okay, I run in and out of town all day and night, and you know, I never get tired. It is a road. Well done.
There you go.
Great sleuthing. You've scored yourself a double pass to check out Stand and Ollie.
All right, excellent.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And Nikki Parkinson takes it today.
Now, before we get into all the awards biz, I just want to share some Aussie love with Kate Miller-Heike, announced as Australia's entry into the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest.
Yay!
How good's that?
Well done.
It is the first time the public has helped choose the music act to perform at the contest. So she battled it out last night against Shepherd, Courtney Act, Mark Vincent, Electric Fields, Ella Hooper, Tanya Doko, Alfie Alcuri, Aiden and Leah Nanos on SBS. And she came out on top with her song, Zero Gravity.
You're so heavy.
It's a very arty affair.
Very arty.
I think it'll fit
perfectly at the Eurovision Song Contest, which is on the 14th of May. Now, the BAFTAs have wrapped up in the UK, and in a surprise result, Netflix film Roma has taken out the big award over The Favourite, which was The Favourite. The Spanish Netflix film Roma took home Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Film in a in a non-English language. Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody for Best Actor in that, beating Christian Bale and Bradley Cooper. Cooper was also nominated for Best Director, but he missed out there. However, he and Lady Gaga's tune Shallow did score Best Original Music. Now, Olivia Colman won Best Actress for The Favourite, beating Lady Gaga and Glenn Close to the top spot. Meanwhile, representing us here in Oz was production designer Fiona Crombie, who won the category of production designer. And The Favourite screenwriter Tony McNamara also won a BAFTA for his work on The Favourite. So good job to our Aussie candidates there. Margot Robbie did miss out, unfortunately, as well.
Did wear a flying fish dress, apparently.
Yes, it was very fish-like. Anyway, meanwhile, in the awards world, the Grammys are on today in the US with Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Shawn Mendes and Childish Gambino tipped to be the big winners of the night. Album of the Year nominees is a pretty even field this year with Drake, Cardi B, Kendrick Lamar, Janelle Monáe, Kacey Musgraves, Post Malone and Brandi Carlile and H.E.R. all up for the award. You can check coastlive.com.au for all the results of the 2019 Grammy Awards.